It's been 60 days since Malcolm Turnbull called an election. Who keeps count? No, it seems every one of them doesn't. 60 days. 6 days since we went to the polls. And, well, the end is finally in sight, I would hope. After a painstaking week of counting and waiting, it appears we'll finally see the coalition form a majority government. Knife's edge, though, some of these seats. Man who's been very generous with his time this week and we very much appreciate it is the ABC's election analyst, Anthony Green. Thanks once again, Anthony.
Good morning. Afternoon, sorry.
Afternoon. It is indeed. Now, what's the update on the vote?
Not very much. Nothing much has changed since yesterday. It's still a matter of the coalition still has a definite 73 seats. They need 3 of the 6 remaining seats in doubt to win. At this stage, the coalition is still behind in 5 of those 6 seats, and everyone assures us we'll see some postal votes today, which will put the coalition ahead. The trends do seem to indicate the government will get a majority, but there's actually nothing in the numbers we're seeing out of the Electoral Commission which indicate that.
Okay, well, Malcolm Turnbull is certainly not going to claim victory. Mind you, have a listen to what Christopher Pyne said today. It's unbelievable what Christopher Pyne said today. And his views on that they were an election-winning machine, I think it was.
It was a bit excitable by him. They're probably right. They probably will get a majority, but there's I've been asked sometimes, can you give this seat away? Well, I could give a seat away. I think that's going to be the result.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the moment, the Labor Party is ahead in those seats. It looks a bit
absolutely.
Odd to me.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. Yep. That's why we get you on the program, because you call it as it is and you know the trends that come in and you can give an analysis on that way instead of playing the politics with them, I suppose is the main point about it. Do we have anything on the Senate yet, or is that going to really take a little longer before there's a focus on the Senate result?
That will take a substantial time. It does appear the coalition will get about 30 seats. Labor and the Greens combined will get about 34. Pauline Hanson's One Nation should get 3 seats. Jackie Lambie has been re-elected, and Darren Hinch should be elected in Victoria. But some of the seats in most states are a little bit hard to determine.
Okay, so we'll be, as I say, take a while with the Senate. What about the idea or the speculation at one stage that Nick Xenophon could pick up a second lower house seat? Is that still on the cards or not?
No. There was a possibility he could win Grey, but that has just receded. Once the Electoral Commission started to do an alternative Liberal versus Xenophon team preference vote, it became apparent that they wouldn't win that seat.
Okay, and Anthony, just finally, as I said, the Prime Minister will not claim victory until voting counting is finished. When is that expected to happen?
Well, counting won't be finished till next Friday. I suspect the bulk of it will be completed today or over the weekend, and that'll allow. But I mean, but be honestly, if the government's got 75 seats and the last seat comes down to 100 votes, then we will be waiting to the end of next week for that last seat.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks for your time. Much again, much appreciated.
Thank you.
Anthony Green from the ABC. Now, as I said, that means if they get to 75, they've got Bob Catter's support. It won't be a majority government, but they'll definitely be in government, and they're still very hopeful of claiming victory. Christopher Pyne was a little premature, saying they were an election-winning machine, and this is what Malcolm Turnbull's had to say about those comments.
Christopher is a very confident colleague of mine, and he's entitled to express his naturally optimistic and confident view that I'm the Prime Minister. We've had an election. Australians have voted. We respect their decisions. There are many lessons in that election for all of us, but for us, for the Liberal Party, we're taking those lessons to heart very seriously, and we respect the votes that have been cast, and one way that we show that respect is by waiting for the counting to be completed or, completed to the point where the decision is plain.
Okay, well, that may mean this weekend, if we're not waiting for every single vote to be counted, but as he said there, the waiting for counted to continue to the point where the decision is plain, so to speak. So, might be all done and dusted, we can only hope, come the end of this weekend. I'm going to take a break. We'll get to your calls very, very soon, but we've got to get to Nick Xenophon as well. He's got an appointment happening, so we'll come back and we'll speak to the independent Senator, Nick Xenophon.
Whether you're shopping for a bargain, a